Welcome to Losing Weight After Baby, a podcast for moms by a mom. Hi, my name is Arlene Pellicane. I'm an everyday 30-something mom with a toddler and a baby. The goal here is to encourage you to get into the best shape of your life and motivate you to action. When I say the word gym, what comes to mind? Do you feel guilty for not going? Do you dread looking at yourself in those big mirrors? Do you sigh, who has the time? On today's podcast, personal trainer Judy Walden will inspire you to perspire inside and outside of the gym today on Losing Weight After Baby. Well, I am so happy today to have on the podcast with me Judy Walden. And Judy works as a personal trainer at the Serenity Fitness Club and Spa in San Diego. I was thrilled when I met her at church the other day. We just started talking and I was like, oh, you'd be so perfect for the podcast. She has always been active, from jogging as a kid to beginning martial arts when she was 10. So she has come from a background of fitness. So Judy, thank you so much for joining us and bringing that background to our moms today.
Yeah, not a problem.
I love to ask my guests, what is something that you love to eat that's really good for you? And what's something you love to eat that's really bad for you?
Oh, well, those two are easy.
Yes.
I like tuna or chicken. Those
yes.
are my favorite.
Yes.
Also, even a peanut butter and banana. But the thing, my biggest downfall is probably actually chocolate.
Yes. Women, we love chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah, we kind of take that whole idea that dark chocolate is healthy for us, and we just kind of run with that.
Oh, you're not kidding at all. That's what I do.
So funny. Well, you spend a lot of time at the gym, which mm-hmm. is not what many moms do after they
yeah.
have babies. So what would you say to the mom who says, oh, I don't want to go to the gym. The gym intimidates me. All the women are so fit there. I don't know what to do there. What would you say to the mom who is just scared and really, you know, is procrastinating about going to the gym?
You know, some, depending on what intimidates them, I know some women, like you said, maybe they're intimidated by the other women that are really in shape.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of those women have actually come from a background where they haven't been.
Right.
You know, they haven't always been. I know lots of women that are in great shape now that before were, you know, 30 to 50 pounds overweight.
Yes.
If not more. And, you know, and it's just, you got to kind of overlook that. You can't look at where you're at. Because you know, you got to focus on yourself.
Yeah.
You can't think, what is everyone else thinking of me? Because everyone's been at one point in time the newbie in the gym, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
And it's almost like being a new job where you think everyone's watching you and waiting for you to mess up.
Yeah.
But it's really not like that. Majority of people there are there to focus on themselves.
Yes.
And a lot of women, if they're even afraid to go to, you know, a co-ed gym where there's a lot of men, and I know for women that can be extremely uncomfortable. And that might be a good time for women to look into an all-women's gym. And
right.
I know there's quite a few, whether, you know, and I mean, like, you know, the Curves
yeah.
and even other places.
Yes.
That they are all women, and all the women are there because, you know, they're either unhealthy because
yeah.
of, you know, and doesn't necessarily mean they're overweight, but they're unhealthy because they haven't exercised
yeah.
Or they themselves want to get into shape. And so, maybe, you know, if it's a slow thing they want to work up to, maybe they say, before I go to the gym, I do want to get a little more in shape. You know, just outdoor activities they could do in the
yeah.
meantime, just walk to get there.
Yes.
Just slowly kind of maybe, you know, if someone's really overweight and they're afraid to go to gym, maybe even just losing a little bit of weight before they went to feel
yeah.
a little more comfortable. And there's, you know, you can always do in-home videos. You can buy the videos from the store. But if someone did that, you just got to be careful because, you know, working out, there is a certain technique to it. And, you know, you lean too far this way or that, you could end up injuring yourself, would put your, you know, whole idea of getting into shape out 6 months.
Right, right.
You know, just probably that and outdoor activities are really good. Walking, if you have kids, you know, put them in a stroller or on a bike if you've got toddlers, you know, and walk with them.
Yeah.
And just little practical things like that, and even gardening. Or, I mean, I know when you have kids, it's not always realistic.
You know, it actually works because as your kids get older, they love being outside. And I mean, I know my little one, she's 20 months, but she could just sit there and just play with dirt if I let her, you know, forever. So that actually could work with kids.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that, and, you know, just to kind of think of outdoor activities you could do with your kids, you know, have a day or a, you know, a day or two a week set aside to say, okay, this day we're going to go walking. You guys are going to ride your bike. I'll walk. Or, you know, guys can all go for a bike ride or just something to get you guys outside so you're not sitting in the house.
Yes.
And, you know, I know even housework, that can, I mean, you know, if you're a woman and, you know, you've done a lot of housework, you know, it's not easy.
Right.
You're doing a lot and you're going. And so maybe just saying, okay, let's, you know, maybe clean this. I haven't cleaned it a while, you know.
Yeah. I have found that it doesn't have to be an either or, but a both and. So for us, we try mm-hmm. to work as much exercise as we can at the house and do things with the kids and, you know, be active with the kids in outdoor settings at home, et cetera. And then I've also found like a concentrated time of exercise, whether it's half an hour or an hour at a gym-like setting, whether that's a co-ed gym, all-women's gym, a private class, whatever, but that you're going
yeah.
somewhere, that really helps have that concentrated exercise time to get all those extra spots off of our body that we're trying to
yeah.
get off after baby. So for you,
yeah.
So if a woman decides, okay, I'm going to go to the gym, I'm going to walk into the gym, kind of give us an idea of what an ideal work week would look like for her. And just, you know, kind of come alongside of her and say, this is what I would suggest. If I was your personal trainer, this is what I would suggest you would do.
Okay. Well, let's assume that she doesn't have any time outside of the gym.
Okay,
you know, when
she's
yes. in the gym, that's her time.
Yes.
She, you know, you want to go a minimum of 3 days a week.
Yeah.
Minimum. And, you know, if five is more, I know, again, with kids it could be hard, but let's just say you've got between 3 to 5 days at the gym.
Right.
Well, with, you know, let's just say also when you go, you have 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah.
You always need to make sure that you're doing a warm-up. You're in muscles are warm when you are working. You never
yeah.
want to, you know, start working cold muscles if you're doing weights or stretching.
Yes.
Always make sure they're warm.
Yeah.
Also, think of going and have a plan before you go. Say, okay, like an example, going Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Yeah.
Monday, I'm going to work upper body.
Yeah.
So working your arms, maybe even, you know, your stomach, doing abs,
yeah.
ab exercises. Then say, and you're always cardio.
Yeah.
So maybe even 30 to 45 minutes of cardio. And if you're just starting,
mm-hmm.
20 to 30 minutes working your way up, that's fine.
Right.
And then, you know, let's say 10 to 15 minutes of weights.
Yeah.
And it's upper body again.
Right.
Well, then Wednesday, okay, that's Monday. Then Wednesday when you go, you're working lower body.
Yeah.
Again, cardio first, then lower body. And the important thing about doing that is when you work certain muscles or certain muscle groups, they need at least 48 hours to recover. Because if they're not recovering, it's like the best example I could think of is almost like getting a cut and, you know, opening it back up, trying to open it back up before it's healed.
Right.
And it never really heals right. That's kind of your muscles.
Yeah.
So think of giving them the rest they need so they can build back up.
Yeah.
And so, again, let's go back to Wednesday. You're working lower body and cardio. The thing is with abs, your stomach, and that's the place every woman wants to perfect.
Right.
And the cool part about that is you can work out every day, and it's such a major muscle, it doesn't need that extra time to rest.
Yeah, it's like too bad. Can't rest from abs. Just gotta keep doing them all the time.
I know. I took a week off abs. I just needed to. And then maybe Friday, mix it up. Do upper and lower body.
Yes.
And your cardio, you know, make it a full day at the gym.
Yeah.
And then, you know, kind of decide if, you know, if you can do extra that week outside of the gym. Again, just walking with the kids, spending time with them, you've got your full workout week.
Right.
You know, and it's realistically, if you were doing like 3 days at the gym or a day in between every time you went,
yeah.
you could work your full body every time.
Yes.
But some women don't have the time to get in a cardio and do that. That's why I say you could separate it.
Yes.
Also, like you were talking about classes a little bit ago,
yeah.
classes are a great way to get in a gym if you're not self-motivated because those instructors will work you out.
Yes, totally.
They do not kid around.
Yes.
And so that's great. And you'd be surprised, you know, the camaraderie you have with the other women
yeah.
really makes you feel more involved, you know, because you'll see the other women tripping over the stuff that you're tripping over.
Exactly.
And it makes you kind of, oh, I don't look so bad after all.
Now, you know, there's so many classes, whether it's a yoga class or step class, cross training, spin class. Are there things that you suggest? Do you suggest to mix it up, kind of go with the interest of the woman? Or what would you suggest in terms of picking what class should I take?
I would, that's a good idea, focusing on the interest of the woman. And, you know, say, okay, this is something I can totally do on my own, whether it's, say, stretching. Some women like to just, you know, do a little cardio and then stretch. So maybe yoga class isn't for you because you already get stretching on your own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so then maybe you look at, whether it's a step class. Now, be careful with step classes if you have knee issues.
Yeah.
Because those can hurt that. But
I kind of, I avoid those for that reason.
Yeah, and a lot of women do. And, you know, every class you go to, I mean, if you have some kind of injury you need to be aware of, the instructor needs to be aware of, tell them before and say, I just want to let you know I have this injury. What would you suggest? Every single time, I guarantee you, the instructor would give you an alternative.
Yes.
To what everyone else is doing.
Yeah,
I
so
do
don't
it
let
in
it,
all of my classes.
That's excellent. So don't let an injury hold you back. You
yeah,
can always
not at all,
work
you
with
know,
it, work around it.
Exactly. And there's always something else you could do. You know, there's a million exercises for, you know, every muscle.
Right.
So never think, oh, I can't do that, so I can't work out that muscle.
Yeah.
You know? And they'll modify everything. In a class, every class is always, it's progression-based. So you've got, you know, like, for example, in a step class, you've got your woman who just has the step, the three-inch step that's coming off the ground.
Right, exactly.
You know? And then you have the woman with, like, the five risers.
Right, that you're like, how is she getting up there? Right.
Yeah.
She's in the stratosphere.
And you got the leg warmers and the headband. And you're like, you know, cut off jeans.
Right, big t-shirt.
And so everyone is at a different level, and that's
yeah.
okay, because you are there for you. You're not there to do what, you know, Susie Fitness is doing.
Yes, exactly.
And it, since she was three.
Yeah.
You know? So never let that hold you back. Never say, oh, I can't do that class because of this. Because I've had women say that, and then they come to class, and I'll say, well, you can always, I mean, you can even modify, I mean, you know, abs, just regular crunches.
Right.
If you just did a hip lift instead, bringing that, you know, your, like, butt off the mat.
Yes.
You're doing everything backwards, but you're taking it easy on your back. So there's a, yeah, modification for everything. Don't ever say an injury is what's holding you back.
Yes.
Because there's ways around it.
I want to go back to something you said earlier in the podcast about not everyone is looking at you. You know, women are so self-conscious and we're all about our body image and we think, oh, I can't walk in there. People will look at me. But what you're saying is so true. It's like everyone is just looking at themselves. No one's looking at the other person.
Yeah. And every woman is thinking that everyone's looking at them.
That's right. Nobody is.
We think we're more important than we are.
Exactly. So get over and just get yourself in the gym and don't worry about what you look like.
Seriously. And, you know, I'm like, honestly, my motivation when I go to gym, what motivates me personally is that woman that's 250 to 300 pounds
yeah.
and she's on a treadmill or on an elliptical sweating her heart out,
yes.
You know, because it's
yeah.
like, man, I can't say if I was, you know, out of shape like that
right.
or anything and just trying to get into it. That takes courage.
Yes.
It really does. And you know what? That motivates people. That
yes.
motivates me. I'm a trainer and that motivates me.
That's awesome.
You know?
Yeah.
And so don't let that hold you back. You might actually be encouraging people.
Exactly.
So you never know.
You never know. I think women across America will listen to this podcast and be like, I got to get myself to the gym. I have to encourage somebody.
Yeah.
Now, fitness doesn't only happen in the gym. It also happens in what we eat, right? So talk a little bit about food and the place that food has in this whole idea of losing weight after baby.
Excellent. You know, and diet, and I say, when I say diet, I'm not meaning starving yourself,
right.
eating, you know, celery and stuff like that. I mean your meals, your meal plan, basically.
Yes.
It is probably, you know, 60 to 70% of your, you know, fitness and weight loss experience. Because
yeah.
if you're in the gym and, you know, I've seen women, I mean, just work their hind end off.
Yeah.
You know, and just after a month or two, not seeing any results.
Right.
And we'll talk about diet. And I'll ask them how many calories they get a day. And they'll say, well, geez, I only get like 500 to 800. And that right there
right.
is hindering their fitness because they're, you know, they're anything less than 1,200 calories
yeah.
a day puts your body into a starvation mode where it thinks that you're going to starve it.
Yeah.
So it just stores all the fat, thinking, okay, it's almost like a chipmunk.
Exactly.
You know, okay, they're going to starve us, you know, coming up in about a month or two. So just in case, we're going to store all this here.
Yeah, so the starvation diet totally does not work, and it's not healthy for you.
Not at all.
Yes.
And so so let's look at that. Okay, so a woman on average should be gaining 1,200 calories and up to 2,000, depending on her activity level, a
right.
day.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's different for new moms.
Mm-hmm.
If you are, okay, pre-pregnancy when you're pregnant, you know, you're really not eating for two. I think most of us know that now.
Right.
You only need 200 to 500 extra calories
extra,
a day.
Right. You're having an extra snack for your person that you're growing, and that's about it.
Yeah, pretty much, exactly. And then post-pregnancy, after you've had the baby, when you're breastfeeding, you need an extra 700 to 1,000 calories a day.
Yeah.
And, you know, women, when you're breastfeeding, you could have, you know, I think they say that 2,700 calories is what you need.
Yeah.
which is way more than any woman thinks she needs.
Right.
You know, I mean, these days we have, you know, I mean, whatever it is, you flip out. Like, oh, no, I've done, you know, way too much. But realistically, your body needs all those calories.
Yeah.
So, and you know what I say for moms, especially, because I know moms are constantly on the go. They're constantly running, and you're constantly running behind because now you're trying to get this other person ready.
Yes.
You know, and you just feel like you don't have time to make food for yourself.
Yeah.
So a smart thing that I tell all my girls is, like, even go to Costco, but, you know, figure out a good protein bar.
Yes.
Or a good, like, kashi bars or granola bars. Buy a big box, something that is not going to melt or anything, and
yeah.
leave it in your car.
Right.
That way you're on the run. You thought, you know what, I did meat. That's okay. I've got this box here.
Yes.
I'm going to eat one of these.
Yeah.
You know, so you're getting the calories you need when you need it, and you're not having a 5, you know, hour gap between meals.
Yeah. And you're not stopping at the fast food place because you're starving.
That's exactly what I was going to say next, because that, again, opens the doors to fast food. And, you know, you go to fast food places and you think, oh, I'll just, you know, I'll make a smart choice. I'll get, you know, even chicken tenders or whatever. But even the chicken tenders have almost 700 calories.
Yeah, and they,
5.
And they might not be real chicken.
Exactly. And they're probably not even real chicken. And the hormones and all that stuff is just horrible. I mean, horrible. I actually was reading, I was seeing it on a while back ago, and with fast food, they have, they, you know, did a comparison of the fast food meat and regular meat that's store-bought, and there was much more, like, saturated fats and trans fatty acids in the fast food than in the store-bought fresh food, fresh meats.
Yeah.
So that really, I mean, it's really, when it comes to fast food, I just, I mean, I know. When people ask, well, how often should I have it, I really say never.
Yeah.
You know, and I understand every once in a while, you know,
right.
you're going on a trip, you want to indulge a little, and that's your choice, but it definitely should not be a weekly or even every couple weekly thing.
Yeah.
You know, it should be, I mean, you know, maybe a once a month treat, because the thing is, we can't stop at just one time. You find that you like it, and you indulge in it.
Right.
You know, and your body wants what you give it the most.
Yeah.
So when you're giving it fast food, that's what it's going to crave.
Yes.
You know, and it's hard. I mean, you know how you get behind line. You'll be in line behind that person that orders the double quarter pounder, the extra large fry, and the Diet Coke. Like, huh. And see, that's our problem. We think, oh, if I just take away this and add this, then I can get this, you know?
Yeah.
You got to be careful.
Yes. It makes a lot of sense, especially people that are exercising a lot. They think, oh, well, I can afford to eat that because I just worked out. But then you realize, like, oh, I just canceled all of that out, and no wonder I'm not losing any weight.
Absolutely.
So I'm just exercising to support my eating plan.
Yeah, and it's so important you're eating right. And, you know, like, after a workout, especially when you've had an intense workout, it's really important for a woman to get protein. Well, anyone in general, but since we're talking to women, I'll say women.
Yeah.
To get that protein, because that's going to help with muscle recovery. Some women get so sore the next day.
Yes.
And just by eating, you know, even having a protein shake, like my personal favorite, it's called the Lean Shake. It's actually a meal replacement protein shake.
Yeah.
It's my favorite. It tastes so good. They have chocolate and vanilla. I got mine at GNC. I blend it up with some ice, and like 30 minutes after working out, I put that down, and I've never been super sore as long as I have that. About 30 minutes after my workout.
Yes.
Because you do need that. And, you know, just postponing that an hour or two can take your soreness that next day way up.
Yeah.
So being careful with that. Just having available snacks, you know, quick grab-and-go snacks. And a good thing to even do maybe at the beginning of the week, think about your favorite snack to eat, you know, and again, look at always serving size on everything, because sometimes we think, oh, there's only, you know, 20 calories a serving.
Right.
And a serving could be one tablespoon.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, I'll have 20 tablespoons.
Right.
And so by the end of it, you went way over. So look at serving size.
Yeah.
And then maybe beginning of the week, bag every, you know, serving size separately, keep it in the fridge or freezer or wherever.
Right.
So if you, you know, you need a quick snack and you think, God, I really don't feel like making it, I got to go. Grab it out of the fridge and go, you know? Also, water. Water is so important, whether or not you're exercising, because your body loses up to 2 liters of fluid a day just through daily activity, you know, what you do. And so it's important you're replenishing that.
Right.
And that sounds like a lot, but, you know, that's what your body needs, 2 liters of water a day. So for women, I've met some women who said, oh, yeah, a glass of water in the morning, and that was probably about it.
It's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. Like, you're dehydrated.
Yes.
You don't even know it.
I would love to know, just for yourself, your personal motivation, how you got so passionate about fitness and healthy living and helping people to be healthier and be active. What do you attribute that to?
Well, you know, probably even partly my dad, because my dad, he's been, you know, a contractor for, like, I think about 30 years now.
Yeah.
And he's going into his 50s, and he is, like, still able to run across the top of a roof, nailing it off, and just going.
Yes.
You know? And I just thought to myself, and actually about a year ago, he had a hernia surgery. He had 3 hernias.
Yeah.
And the doctor told him, you need to be in bed for, like, 6 to 8 to 10 weeks.
Yeah.
And he needed lots of recovery time. Probably 2 weeks after surgery, he was up and trying to go, you know, and I just thought, which wasn't good. He should have been resting.
But it's like his body was ready, like he was recovered. It
didn't
take him that long.
Exactly. He was just healthy. He's ready to go. And I thought, man, if I could be running across the roof at 50 years old, I would be set.
That's
You know, taking my menopausal shake and running across the roof,
exactly.
I'll be fine.
That is great. So really, you can see your father has been such a positive role model to you to say, like, wow, you can have such a vibrant life even as you get into the second half of your life and you want that. So that's a really great word, because for us moms, if we can make the decision to live healthy, then our kids will want to be like us too in that way. And that's really a great legacy to pass on to our kids' good health.
And, you know, I look at, because I have a sister and she has kids now, my adorable niece and nephew, who I love to death. I can see my dad, because he is like that, and my mom, they're both, you know, have been active and in fairly good shape.
Yeah.
You know, I remember before my dad had a surgery, and he could barely lift up it hurt him to lift up my niece.
Right.
And it just broke his heart, you know, because he wanted to be able to interact with him and be with him. And of course, you want to be able to carry your grandchild, you know, and that's motivation. If you want to be able to be down there with your kids, seeing what they want to, you know, what they're experiencing, watching these things that they find amazing, you know, you don't want to be so unhealthy you're sitting on the sidelines, to, you know, watching.
Exactly.
You know, and I went on vacation with the family one time, and I felt so sad for the grandma, because she wasn't, you know, very old. She was actually pretty young, I thought. She was so unhealthy, she could hardly interact with everyone.
Right.
And I felt so sad for her, because you could see it was breaking her heart, you know. And I just thought 30 minutes a day could change that.
Yes.
You know, give you more time that you want and need. I mean, good time with your family.
Yeah, that is good. Is there anything else you want to add?
You know, just probably one more thing about for women about goals and reasons to have them.
Yeah.
And I think it's important. I think some women, they say, all right, in 6 months I'm going to have lost 50 pounds.
Right.
And, you know, 6 months rolls around, they haven't lost 50 pounds. And a good thing to do right now for a lot of women is to throw out their scale.
Yeah.
Because if you're in the gym and you're doing weightlifting,
right,
you're going to be gaining muscle. And a lot of us already know, but just in case, muscle weighs more than fat.
Yeah.
And so when you're gaining muscle, you know, I had a client who lost, technically she only lost 5 pounds 1 month, but she lost almost 20 inches.
Wow.
Of fat. You know, she went down sizes.
Yeah.
And that were amazing. So throw out your scale, because it's deceiving. You're going to look at it and think, oh, well, I've only lost that much weight.
Right.
You know, and if you're, you know, you go to a gym or you even have some tapes, measure yourself.
Yeah.
Measure some areas. Write it down what they were. And then say, all right, the end of the month, I'm going to fit into that pair of pants that I can't button.
Exactly.
You know? And when the end of the month comes, you've been eating the way you should, you've been getting a gym, and those pants fit, and you're able to get them buttoned and zipped up, that's your motivation level. You are going to keep eating right and keep getting your butt in the gym, because you're going to say, all right, I want the pair of pants that I can't fit in.
Exactly.
At all.
Yeah.
You know? And then just finding what you're getting in shape for. Because, I mean, don't say, I'm getting in shape because my husband told me I need to.
Mm-hmm.
Getting in shape because of this. Say, I'm getting in shape because, you know, I want to look good for my husband. I want to be able to keep up with my kids.
Yeah.
Because if something else, if, you know, you're doing it for someone else, people that do that normally don't end up going all the way through. Because they feel, they get burnt out of feeling like they're trying to please everyone, especially as a mom.
It's excellent. It's so true. And that's how I did it, is it was just these jeans. You need to always go for the next size.
Yeah.
And I would put them somewhere I could see them, and I'd try them on every Sunday. And it's like, could be so discouraging, because you think like, oh, it's the same. And then the next week, oh, it's getting better. And then finally you get into them, you can wear them in public, and you're just like, this is fantastic. So you just set those small goals for yourself that you can do, and just setting them over and over and over again. And then you'll get back to the place that you were.
And you know, I know it could be hard for women who have been in excellent shape at one point in time, then all of a sudden aren't. especially when you're pregnant, because I know your body gets thrown through a loop. And even when I first got married and I was, you know, trying out birth control and stuff like that, I went from, you know, I gained about 10 to 15 pounds. And I was, even just that, I was so depressed myself because I thought, I've never been like this in my life. What's wrong? I'm never going to get down. And you know what? I just told myself, this isn't where I'm going to stay. You know, and you've got to tell yourself that. This isn't where I'm going to stay. And if you focus on where you're at, you're going to stay there. You always get what you focus on.
That's right.
That's what I tell my girls. So don't focus on what you are. Focus on what you want to be.
Yes.
Because that's what you're going to work towards. That's what you're going to become. You need to focus on it.
Well, I hope you enjoyed today's podcast with Judy Walden. I love what she said about her dad, that she looked at her dad and how he was a contractor and he was so fit and there he is up on the roof. And she thinks to herself, when I am his age, I want to be like that. Well, moms, I want you to have an inspirational role model yourself. So find one like Judy's dad. Maybe it's a parent, maybe it's an older friend. And then I want you to become that inspirational role model for your children so that when your kids look at you, they don't think like, oh, mom, I wish you could run around with me. Instead, they think my mom can do anything because she's fit and she can keep up with me. So today's action step has to do with the gym, since we talked about the gym today. I want you to check out the cost of a gym that's really close to you. And or maybe you already have a membership and you just need to go. So if you do have a membership, I want you to make it your plan this week to go 3 times, okay? I don't care if you have to move heaven and earth, you go to the gym 3 times this week. And then if you decide, well, you know, the gym is not in our budget, it doesn't really work for us, that's okay. Instead, I want you to make 3 times a week a priority at home to exercise at home or do some kind of outdoor activity, soccer, volleyball, anything that you enjoy doing. Well, I hope you'll join me next week for another exciting podcast. Until then, be an example to your kids, overcome your complacency about fitness, and be relentless about pursuing your dreams.
This is a production of Losing Weight After Baby. You can do it, Mom.